Hello, my name is Brandy Hofer, your host and founder of Color Me Happy, a community podcast and book, all of which I started in my in-home studio whilst in the throes of motherhood. I am an artist, author, educator, and mother to three beautiful boys. We live and create together in our in-home studio that is tucked away in the quiet Canadian prairies. Our podcast and community was built to empower and inspire. We chat about everything from motherhood, the art world, business, and health in the most honest and authentic way. It's totally unedited and unfiltered. If you love what we do here, become a part of our free community, Color Me Happy. We have grown the community to support our members with features and interviews. Our link is in the notes. Thank you for being here. I sure do appreciate your time. Hey everyone, welcome. This is a bonus episode. We know you will love it. And if you do love it, let us know, because then we'll make more content similarly to this one, where we share information to uplift and move you forward to reach your goals, whatever they are, and empower you to do so. So listen to it all the way through, because it really gets juicy near the end and it really gets inspiring. And we want you to get everything you can from this episode, and we're so grateful you're here. So enjoy, and yeah. Hello, welcome. Thank you for being here. My name is Brandy Hofer, your host. I'm so excited for you to tune into this informative episode. It's just me, because I wanted to talk about some of the opportunities that I've had to inspire you to reach out and grasp opportunities and hold on to them and move forward in your life with small steps every day. And I want to be really honest about what we're going to talk about here today. Is I am terrified all of the time. I reach for these opportunities and I hope for these things, and I'm scared when I do it, and I'm scared while I'm doing it, and I'm scared after I'm doing it, and I'm critical of whether I said or did the right thing, or like if like I did something wrong and someone might think something weird about it or whatever. Like, I have all of those inhibitions, same as everyone else. And the thing about moving forward and asking for opportunities and getting opportunities is the people in those positions, the people that you're seeing, are afraid as well. They are human. The difference between myself or you and them is that they ask for these opportunities. No one comes knocking at your door, "Oh, by the way, here is the sale of your painting," or "Here is your new podcast you've wanted to start," or "Here is the event you've wanted to be a part of," or "Here's this wall that this mirror." Like, every opportunity and partnership I've had, I've asked for it. And then the cool thing about asking for opportunities and working with people and creating these beautiful partnerships is that you will get people approaching you because they've seen what you can do, right? And we talk about that in a ton of our classes. I know they're mostly creative art classes, but we do have marketing classes as well. Is building your portfolio and sharing what you're doing and capturing what you're doing, or doing trades and building your portfolio up, even if you don't have real paying jobs yet. People like to see what you're capable of. And social media is a great tool in that regard. But what I really want to talk to you today about is asking for opportunities. I thought of a joke my friend always says, but I don't know. she says, I don't know if I should say it. Anyway, she says, No, I better not. It makes me laugh every time. She says she approaches every situation with the confidence of a mediocre white male. But that's from like a female perspective in so many things. But it makes me laugh every time, because actually statistics back this up. Especially in the book by Melinda Gates, I think it's called Moment of Lift. She has all the data to back up a lot of statistics around the world, 20 years of data, in fact. And if anyone can do data, it's Melinda Gates. Males ask for opportunities more than females. Females feel like they need to be more perfect and more prepared, and I guess our male counterparts, or they ask for them even if they're not all the way prepared, or they don't have the resume or the education that is required for the position. So, asking for opportunities. I'm going to give you a couple examples and how to do it. My night brain is kind of slowing down. I'm really sharp in the morning, but by the time I do momming and all the stuff and work all day and groceries and dinner and all the things, I get a little sluggish in the mind. But number one is you have to actually want the opportunities. Number one is wanting the opportunities. And then there's this cool thing, visualizing yourself in the situations. For example, I was just on the Jenna Kutcher podcast. If you don't know who she is, she has the Gold Digger podcast. She's a host of the Gold Digger podcast, and she is famous for her Pinterest lab and her online education. And she started out as a photographer, and now she's more like lifestyle and stuff like that, and business coaching. And she's amazing. She's huge. And I always listened to her podcast for years. I'd be driving, because when I'm driving, literally it's the only time I can listen to podcasts, when I'm going on a trip and driving by myself. So like 3 times a year. anyway, she gets me so pumped up on her podcast. I try to soak it in as much as I have time for. And I just love her so much. And while I was listening, thinking, oh, when Jenna and I talk, we're going to talk about this. And this is what I would have to say in this episode to Jenna. And this is what information I would give the audience. And it's so I really was visualizing myself in these situations, and specifically talking to Jenna. Another example is my friends with Create Magazine and the Art Queens and PXP Contemporary Gallery, the founders of that. I always envision myself standing next to them at an art fair. And 2 years ago, I asked for this opportunity too. I asked for both these opportunities, and I'll get to that step next. But step one is visualizing yourself in these positions and wanting it and writing it down. And then of course, daily, weekly, monthly task lists, and like, you know, the little things get you to the big things every day, which we talk about in our book a ton. Color Me Happy, See Your Everyday, Ordinary is Extraordinary. If you're a listener, you probably already have read it. So thank you. But where was I? Okay, so yes, I always visualize myself with Ekaterina and Alicia, and just like being at the art fair somewhere cool. And then I ended up asking Alicia if they were exhibiting in 2024, which is now. And obviously we did this almost 2 years ago. And she said, she gave me a soft no, to be honest. And I was like really scared. I was like, oh, you know? And I was showing our Taylor collection with her at that moment at PXP Contemporary. And I was like, okay, no worries. She's like, we're just not going to anything. We're going to one in the fall, and then we're going to one in the spring. We haven't planned any for 2024. So a soft no. And I was like, okay, and fine. Like, I understand as a business professional, like, you're just doing what you can. And she was just honest, and it was great. And then 3 days later, she messages me, and she's like, we're sharing a wall with this other gallery for figurative female artists, are you in? And I had just bought this like laptop right here. It's a monster Mac laptop for editing. It's the best one that you could get. So it was like a pretty penny. It was all the money I had. And so I was like, I really want to go to New York really badly. Yes. And honestly, I figured it out. I applied to, and that's the third step, is like asking for the opportunities. I'll get into that, but I don't know if I said that was the second step, but again, it's late. You understand. kind of. Where was I? Where was I in my story, guys? Yeah. Oh my gosh, do I have to go back in my recording and find what I was talking about? Yeah, we were in New York. Oh, it was so cool in New York, by the way. Oh yeah, money. Yes, I applied for grants, and I had just started our viral popular class, portrait class, and my friend shared it, and while I was on vacation, and she shared it. Jessie Doll Art, her handle is on Instagram. She's amazing, and she's this amazing artist, and she did this really cool testimony, and she's like, listen up, you guys. You gotta take Brandy Hofer's portraits class. It takes you through step by step. Even if you don't know, if you're a seasoned artist or just a beginner, this trick will show you how to draw a portrait from start to finish. I had so much fun, and I will take all these tips away. Like, she made this awesome testimonial, and I ended up selling in a week enough portrait classes to take me to New York. So, even if you don't have a plan, but you want these things and you're willing to put things in motion and ask for opportunities, they tend to pan out. And like, this has happened to me multiple times. The Jenna Kutcher podcast, they had like a thing in their gold digger community, and I put a lot of time into my comment and a lot of thought on what I would say and what I wanted to talk about. And they reached out to me on a Sunday, and they were like, we have an opening this Wednesday. Are you in? And I had an all day meeting, and I was like, so I moved it, and I was like, yes, I'm in. And like, honestly, I was just like on cloud nine still am. That was like a month ago, and it's out today. So this is the story, and it's so important to like put yourself out there. Okay, so I'm gonna give you my big trick. My big secret trick is, and it's a chapter in our book, and I talk about it a lot, it's be brave days. So the days, and this is a line from my book, where you feel like the sun is shining out your ass and the birds are chirping, like, you know what days I'm talking about, where like, I can do anything. What I want you to do is everything. Make your list, do as much as humanly possible to check all the things off your list, or the list, you should already have your lists and your goals. So I want you to make a more organized one and try to like do it that day, because the next day, hands down, you will not feel like you did the day before. It's just the way Be Brave Days work. And so you use the Be Brave Days to ask for as many opportunities that you've been putting off, and email those people, reach out on Messenger, reach out on Instagram, reach out on TikTok, whatever platform you sit on, where your portfolio is, where you've represented yourself, reach out. Reach out to make sure, like, obviously don't like cold call anyone. Like, I'm an avid listener of the Jenna Kutcher podcast. I have been in touch with Alicia and Kat from Create Magazine for a long time. I show in their gallery. Like, it's not like some crazy like out there. But again, the worst thing someone can say to you is no. But if you want to be interviewed on a podcast, if you want to be featured in a gallery that you've been admiring for years, whatever it is, you can do it and capitalize on your Be Brave Day. My Be Brave Days, and when I've been like, what if they say no? Or what if they don't answer? What if? Who cares? I painted my first 50-foot mural because of a Be Brave evening. I remember it. I was in my studio, and I had been obsessing about murals forever, and I had like them all saved in my Instagram, and I was like, I can paint a wall, I can paint a person on a wall, I can figure it out, I have no idea how I can do this. And I was like, oh, you know what, Jill's downtown, she's located, she runs a really great marketing business, actually they're a partner of our podcast, Red Bicycle Communications, and I bet she knows other people downtown. So your brain like figures out solutions to the things you want. So step one to 50-foot mural, message Jill. Jill got back to me that night. And I was like, hey, do you know anyone who would want a mural downtown? She's like, yeah, actually I do. So freaking weird. I swear the stars will align for you too. And she's like, John actually wants a mural. And I was like, okay, here's his information. It was so nuts. And it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy peasy. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. John and I went for months back and forth on the design. And I'm really happy with what we came up with and the compromise we made and how impactful it was for our community. But it took a long time, and it's hard to compromise as a creative. We talked about that in our podcast with Tasha Hilderman and her publishing books, like with an editor and a publishing company, tons of give and take with a partnership and a relationship, but it should feel like a partnership and you should stand your ground in different areas. So we came up with this beautiful design, and that took time. Digital design takes a lot of time. Communication, meetings, these things all take a lot of time. They're not all sunshine and rainbows, but it's opportunity that you want and you ask for, because you want more opportunities that are similar to these ones. And that comes with your diversified income and portfolio and what you want to sustain your business practice with. It can't just be that one thing. Remember, we teach that in our podcast, and we teach that in our Diversify Your Creative Income course. We go through every piece of the pie, but it's important to give your time and follow your passion, follow your heart, but most of all, follow your intuition, which is, I'd say, more your gut and your heart than your brain, than your thinking center, and go for these opportunities. Capitalize on your Be Brave Day, because you don't know when the next one is coming. And I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you enjoyed this short episode. Feel free to join our Color Me Happy community, where you can share hopes and dreams and everything you're working on. We have what are you working on Wednesday. We have our art challenges on Fridays. And of course, check out our education. Our sale is on right now for 15% off any class, any original artwork or prints. The code is SPRING15. We hope you enjoyed this so much, and we hope you at least somewhat understood our advice. But I'm saying, like, I'm telling you this, Be Brave Days are the magic of my life. They are what have made, I should just have a book on that. Seriously. Like, it is crazy how it works. I have said all week, I'm like, I can't say yes to one more opportunity or one more thing someone asked me to do, because I capitalize on my Be Brave Days so often that I have jobs coming up, my yin yang coming out of. No, maybe I won't follow up with that sentence. But anyway, I'm so busy that I finally am in the season of no's, where I have to actually, in a lot of our courses, we have polite ways of saying no, and I should really read it daily. I'm always polite, but I never say no. So, a lot of times projects don't work out, so I feel like that's kind of my no. It's like, oh, that just kind of fell to the wayside, or they didn't get the funding, or, you know, that one wasn't meant to be. And if a partnership doesn't work out, it just wasn't meant to be, and it's freeing up your time for a better one and a better connection with a better partnership. I'll never stop talking about this, because these work so well. I have a beautiful relationship, for example, with a nonprofit. We did a mural together. I do prints for them. Another example of an artist doing this is one of the most successful microbreweries I've seen, probably almost in Canada now. They partner with this really cool artist who does every beer can, murals their buildings, comes up with new shirt designs, and they're successful because his designs are so beautiful. And he's successful because they're constantly promoting his stuff. And it's like this beautiful partnership. And that's what I feel with my partnership with the Leominster Region Health Foundation. We just had an event last Friday where I created a piece live. It was auctioned off and they raised money, but they also ordered prints for me. And it's like this give and take relationship where we both feel like we are walking away with something. And also what upholds our values and beliefs, our core centers, is our why. And Stephanie, the CEO, has a very strong why on impacting the community, similarly to my own, and our goals and perspectives of how we can impact are very, very much the same, and we both support and love one another, and that's how every partnership should feel. We hope you love this episode. Let us know. Please reach out at any time at Brandy Hofer Studios, because we want to know if you love this single one of like inspiration, because we'll do more. We don't do them very often, but we hope you loved it, just to like kick your butt into gear. All right. We'll chat soon, my friend. Thank you, as always, for being here. And be sure to check out our sale at brandyhofer.ca. That sale code is SPRING15 for 15% off anything. And by the way, this doesn't happen very often, so you might want to capitalize on it. And again, I'm happy to chat anytime at Brandy Hofer Studios on Instagram. Bye!
If you're looking for some time for yourself to relax, release, and unwind, Oasis has the perfect space for you. They offer yoga and spin classes of all levels. Whether you are a beginner or advanced student, Oasis thrives on accommodating all aspects of the practice. Let their serene environment and gracious staff help you in your journey of peace, healing, and strength. Sign up online at www.oasishotyogastudio.com or by downloading the Oasis Hot Yoga Studio app. Feel like yourself. You deserve it.
Thank you so much to our supporters and our community partners. We could not do this podcast and outreach and projects in our community without you. That is Red Bicycle Communications. They are so amazing. They uplift in so many ways in our community. Jill started her business and she talks about it on the podcast. So Jill Kelly, check out that first episode. She's come on a few times and empowered others along the way. So she's grown her own business and her vision. And she was even featured in the Toronto Star, I believe. Is that the right newspaper? Hopefully. It was very cool. It was a very cool business feature because she was like, I'm going to try this out in my community and we'll see if it works and if it doesn't. And obviously it's been like probably more than a decade since, and they're doing really well, and they have founded the Women in Business Awards. So I'm very proud to be a partner with them. We have Nouveau Laser and Aesthetic Center. I love them so much. They make me feel good in my own skin. It's one of my biggest touch points and what I'm most self-conscious about. And I recently have been starting to get some of my tattoos removed that I got when I was 16 and 19. So obviously I didn't think those through, but it doesn't hurt, which was very cool and very surprising. So they are the only people locally who do tattoo removal. And of course, face treatments and a whole bunch of another like laser hair removal and an array of, you can do injections and a whole bunch of stuff. So check Nouveau out. We also have BioClean Disaster Services. They're so wonderful, and their mission is, I love their mission statements and their values. It's to uplift community and community through women and children. So what happened, and I remember talking to them about this when we initially partnered, is what happens when you empower females is they live a better life, and if they have children, then they raise better children, and that is the way that to empower community and growth and I guess like challenge the poverty cycle in a way. So yeah, so I love talking to them about that and in our initial conversations of when they became a partner. And they have helped us along the way with mural washing and a lot of different projects around the city. So I love them so much, and they do a wonderful job because, I mean, it's for like if your basement got a flood for some strange reason, like that's your most vulnerable time in your life. And
they're there for you to help you through and ease any situation or help you in any way, because it is, that is like when stuff like that happens, it's so like, you're just, it's so frustrating. So they support people in that journey. And then we have Oasis and Hot Yoga Spin Studio, safe space for you to rest your mind and gain more energy and come back to yourself again. So I love it there. It's always been, it's a beautiful space. They have gorgeous plants and it'll just refresh you and revitalize you. We're so lucky to have them in our community. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll chat with you soon, my friends.